I'm Lou Conran.
And I am Sally Ann Hayward.
We're a pair of comedians who've been known to enjoy an alcoholic beverage or 10 over the years, sometimes separately, sometimes together.
But it's occurred to us that we know nothing about the drinks that we love to quaff, and that, unbelievably, there will be some types of liquor out there that we are not acquainted with.
And as we hate missing out, we thought we'd invite some celebrity pals to recommend their go-to tipple and drink along with us while we make them dish the most embarrassing booze-related tales.
And then we give our honest verdict if we are going to spit or swallow. So if it's gross, we drank it so you don't have to.
And it's definitely not just an excuse to open up the drinks cabinet on a Monday night.
Heaven forbid.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Amazon Business honors Ricardo Gurgel, owner of Veggie Root Tavern. This week, Ricardo saved big and used Amazon Business to help his team buy commercial deep fryers at a quantity discount. Because even veggies can be fried.
I'm gonna need 2 orders of fried fiddleheads.
With business buying easier than before, Ricardo now uses his extra time to focus on growing something big. Buy smarter, dream bigger. Visit Amazon Business, your partner for smart business buying. Fiddleheads. Yum.
Sally?
Louise?
What are you doing on the 10th of September 2021 at 9:30 p.m?
Oh, I'm doing a live podcast record with you as part of the London Podcast Festival.
Oh, gosh, isn't that strange? Because I was going to say to you that I was going to do the podcast festival as well with you on the 10th of September at 9:30 p.m. at the King's Place in London.
As part of the podcast, London Podcast Festival.
Yeah.
And also, I don't know if you know this, but you can get your tickets at kingsplace.co.uk.
Sorry, where was that?
kingsplace.co.uk.
Oh, my goodness.
Friday, 10th of September, 9:30 p.m.
Will there be a fabulous celebrity guest?
Yes, there will be.
Will there be you and me?
Yes.
Oh.
In our jumpsuits, probably.
Probably.
With
yes.
with a drink of choice from the guest. We don't know what that is yet.
With an audience.
With
of some fabulous people, which will be these people listening now.
Yeah. Oh, kingsplace.co.uk, part of the London Podcast Festival.
Yeah, I'll see you on September the 10th then at 9:30 in King's Place in London.
See you there.
Okay. I'm Lou Conran.
And I am Sally Ann Hayward.
We're a pair of comedians who've been known to have a glass of wine or 10 over the years, sometimes separately, sometimes together.
But it's occurred to us that we know next to nothing about the drink we love to quaff, and that unbelievably, there will be some types of vino out there we are not acquainted with.
As we hate missing out, we thought we'd invite some celebrity pals to recommend their go-to wine and drink along with us, whilst we make them dish the most embarrassing booze-related tales.
And then we give our honest verdicts if we're going to spit or swallow. So if it's gross, we drank it, so you don't have to.
It's definitely not just an excuse to drink a bottle of wine on a Monday night.
Heaven forbid. Happy birthday, Lou.
Thank you so much, Sally Ann Hayward. It is my birthday. I've had a wonderful day. Thank you for asking.
It's funny, isn't it? You're the only person in the country really that's had a wonderful day because England, well, they got through to the finals, didn't they, of the football and
did
the Euros 2020. Yeah, they did.
Did they?
And because they came second, I'm trying to say it in a positive way, because they got to the, everyone's like, oh, they lost. You think, no, but they still got through to the finals. They still played amazingly. But you wouldn't have noticed because you were, well, A, not that interested, and B, it's your birthday. So you I'm having a good day.
I am having a good day. And I've had I've had a variety of sandwiches. I've had a variety of cakes.
Pork crackling?
Not yet, no, but I am shortly going to the public house and then I am going for a curry.
Oh, it's a new day today, isn't it?
Oh, it really is. And also, I can feel like Zoe Lyons was our guest and she was amazing, but I can feel that I'm slurring my words already from the wonderful drink that we've had. And I feel like I've burnt my tongue on the spirits.
Oh.
And it's going to be one of those nights where I don't remember what I have at the curry house. I'm telling you that now.
Zoe was brilliant. She brought Cointreau. I think it's the Cointreau that you burnt your tongue on.
Or the Baileys, or the mixture of both.
I'm not sure that Baileys will burn the tongue. I think Cointreau will give it a little.
Well, I am lactose intolerant, so it's probably the cream.
Of course you are.
I am. You know me, Sally, bugging an allergy.
So, Zoe told such great drug stories,
oh,
didn't
my
she? Well, she's a phenomenal storyteller. And
she really is.
As you pointed out to her, she'd eaten a dictionary because she comes out with words from nowhere.
She was so poetic with her language.
Eloquent, everything.
Yes, that's the word I meant. Yeah.
I found that word somewhere in my brain.
Yeah.
Just the stories. David Niven, the old man Brandy.
And I will never go to Orpington again without thinking of Zoe.
Let's have a listen. We have got, it's quite apt, I'm enjoying your surname today, Zoe, because we haven't got three lions. We've got one lions.
Yeah.
There we go.
That's enough for today, though, isn't it, Sally?
One lion on your chest is enough.
Yeah.
Well, we already sound sad, don't we?
I don't. No, I couldn't give a shit. I hate people. So I was gigging. I was nowhere near it. And then my gentleman caller put his shoulder out by punching the air at 2 minutes into the game.
Yep.
And then all I was thinking while I was at my gig, earning money while people were screaming at the telly, I was thinking, oh, he's going to make it all about him now and his shoulder. So there you go. But I don't look depressed.
Who was at the gig?
Yeah, I know.
People that don't like football or felt contractually obliged to be there because it was for charity.
Oh, bollocks, yeah. But
Anyway, enough of that. Zoe, what's your drink?
I can't remember who introduced me to this particular velvety, it's like a velvet hammer, really, is what this,
It knocks you out, but softly
knocks you out. It's, and it's really not anything I would like. I don't particularly have a sweet tooth, but this is pretty sweet and pretty creamy. It's a combination, equal measures. You need a tumble glass, lots of ice, cold ice. There is a difference.
Yes.
It is equal measures of Cointreau and Baileys.
Here we go.
With my measure, am I using the large measure? Or
of course,
small?
Lou, of course.
Oh, great. Well,
the small measure on the other side is just a stand for the measure.
Right, okay, I'm going in. It is my birthday, so I should perhaps have a little bit more.
Yeah.
What's the name of this, did you say? Did you say it's a velvet hammer? Or that's what you?
I call it a velvet hammer.
Okay, that's what it's called then.
That's what it's called.
Yeah, let's.
Oh,
I do love a bit of Cointreau.
Do you?
Okay. I'm licking out the thing.
Yeah. Well done. That's...
Okay.
I don't want to turn you on, Zoe, but is this doing it for you?
You better stop doing that, Lou. It's,
okay.
Quite it's a niche thing, but it really is my thing, just watching somebody lick out a spirit measure. Finally, I've met somebody who can
go,
absolutely. No disrespect, Sally, but your measure's slightly smaller. So it's... Lou's got a...
I've got a small measure, like my small vagina. Lou's got a massive measure, like her...
Wizard sleeve.
Great.
So, yeah.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
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 Chin-chin. Ooh. Of course.
Yeah.
It goes perfectly because of the orangey Baileys and the Cointreau. Oh, my God, this is Christmas in a glass.
It's Christmas in a glass, isn't it? Yes, indeed.
In July.
In July. Yes, it is. It's a bit of a winter warmer, despite the fact that it's on quite a considerable amount of ice. But it's... I quite like it.
Yeah,
Sally's gagging.
I wrote this one, did it? It's got a sort of punch, hasn't it?
It does.
am a bit.
Well, it's the Baileys is the should we say the pillowcase?
Yes, we can say that.
And we can say the pillowcase, and the Cointreau provides that, because I couldn't drink a Baileys on its own. What's the point? It's
not now. Not now. But I thought it was going to curdle or do something weird. But
no.
It's taking me a while. I'm on the fence with it at the moment, I'll be honest with you, but
too sweet?
I don't know. I don't think it is too sweet, actually. Well,
do you think it's because you're really hungover and you're gagging on it? Probably. Trying not to be sick.
It's got a bitterness to it as well, hasn't it?
How old is your Baileys?
That's a good point. That's a very good point. No, it was a Christmas Baileys. So.
Okay.
But it might be out of date, mightn't it? Who knows? Do you know what I did as well? I brought some Kahlua along. I might do another one. You know, a separate, a Cointreau and Kahlua. Look at Lou. I can see Lou looking around her room for more
booze. Yeah. I've got all of my drinks cabinet to my side, and it is my birthday, so I might put all of the spirits in the glass.
Yes.
Just that, do that.
Do a wanna. Yeah, in a bucket.
Then me and Zoe will finish the podcast.
Yeah.
Yes.
So when did you first try this drink, Zoe?
I think it was a friend. I think it was a friend of mine who I used to work with in London at a restaurant called Morrow. I think it was my friend Sandy who introduced me to it. Miss Sandy, who, she was
delighted. I wonder if she just made it up herself one day and went, that doesn't taste too bad.
I think it might have been one of those things where you just, like Lou was saying, you're looking at your drinks cabinet going, what can I pop in that? You know, bit of sherry, bit of toilet duck, sod it.
That works.
That works.
I've never even heard of this combination.
No, I haven't.
No. I have introduced other people to it and they're like, oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't want to spoil the whole podcast, but I'm finding this going down ever so well.
It does go down very, very easily.
Yeah,
and then I find two of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, this one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I hear you.
Yeah.
What's your drink of choice on a normal day then?
Well, this is why this is odd, because this is quite sweet and sort of flowery, shall we say?
Yeah.
Normally, I'm a vodka martini. I wish I liked stout, because there's something about it. It's so robust, isn't it? It looks good in a glass. It's good and strong. It's got that solid, solid dark body and a silver fox top. And you think, I wish I really enjoyed a stout. I like a stout when I'm in Ireland, but then it tastes different over there, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Guinness tastes
proper,
different over there.
Smoother.
Proper. Tastes four weeks to pour one while somebody's bashing away on a bower and plucking away on a fiddle. And by the time you get it, you really appreciate it.
Yeah. And somebody fucks off on a boat to go and get you some oysters.
That's
it. And they come back 2 hours later.
Yeah, like that.
Oh, yeah.
But no, my normal drink, if I'm out of an evening, I will start the night ordinarily with a vodka martini straight up with a twist.
Oh, my goodness. Look at you, Zoe Lyon.
I know.
I wasn't going to get... Genuinely,
no, I wouldn't have gone that.
Why? So,
I don't know. It just wasn't... I mean,
no.
I don't know.
What do I look like?
Taken me by so. What's the twist in it then? Because I've never really understood. Like, is it the martini? Like, we've done espresso martinis on here, and we've not done a dirty martini. I don't know what a vodka martini is with the twist.
The twist is simply a lemon twist, rather than an olive. So what you would do is you peel the lemon skin off it, and you do it over the glass so that the zest sort of explodes into it as you're doing it, and then you know when you peel an orange or a lemon, you get that sort of citrus fart of flavour.
Yeah, lovely.
God, you're so expressive. Your words that you're using this evening, you're like, oh, soft like a pillow, and Zoe, it's so poetic today.
A citrus fart. You're welcome. Allow your citrus fruit to gently poof into your drink, and then you twist it and drop it in. And I like a dry martini, which means there's very, very, very little vermouth in there. So, in fact, when you can have a martini which has got no vermouth in it. If somebody really knows what they're doing when they're ordering a martini, they'll say to the bartender, just show the drink the vermouth.
Yeah.
So what they mean is, don't put any in. You simply bring the bottle to the glass, show it to the glass, and take it away.
Oh, literally that. Not like
literally
a tiny bit, but just. Oh, and then it's just vodka with a twist.
Yeah. Why not?
Really? God, you're hardcore.
Yeah, a little bit.
God, imagine what vodka and a twist of something would be like in this.
I do think you're hardcore, Zoe. I just wasn't expecting vodka martini, but now you've described it, I think, oh, it does suit you, actually.
Yeah, I've drunk that for years.
So you're starting with that. How many of those would you have?
I mean, I'd like to get away with two.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then what do you move to?
Usually a wine.
Great. That's what I'd have had you down for. I'd have thought, I'm looking at Lyons and I'm going, she's a wine girl.
You
took me by surprise with the vermouth and the twist.
You silenced her momentarily.
I silenced you.
Which is unusual.
Yeah, I know.
I'm glad to have done it.
Thank you. Was it a white or a red wine?
All depends. It depends what I'm eating. But I'm not one of those traditionalists that's like, meat's got to be red, fish's got to be white. Bullshit. It does actually depend what I'm eating. I do quite like a rosé. I like a good rosé.
Dry rosé.
I like a nice dry rosé with a sort of, yeah, a gentle blush to it. It's sort of, yes, a warm hue. Yeah.
God,
yeah.
I think we eat in a dictionary today and a thesaurus, Zoe.
Shitting out words, Lou. Yeah. That's all I'm doing.
Aren't you? You're like a wordsmith.
Yeah. It's just, but that lovely, that real lovely blush that you get from a really delicate rosé.
Delicate, lovely. Yeah. Well, a sweet rosé. I will send a sweet rosé away.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not adverse to a sweet wine as long as it's meant to be. As long as
dessert,
it's
pudding.
As long as it's a dessert wine, or
Sally's a massive fan of the rosé.
Are you, Sally?
In the summer, I love a rosé.
Yeah.
In fact, I had a bottle of rosé last night watching the football. So.
Did you? I had a bottle of rosé watching the football.
Yay.
Princess petrol, I call rosé.
And I was all like shouty as well. And screechy, more as princess.
Yeah.
And then I had a Ray and Ting, which is a rum and a drink called Ting.
Ting, yeah. I've had it.
Delicious. Oh.
Yeah.
So I had that after. And then this morning I woke up feeling quite sorry for myself.
Yeah, that is quite a combination, actually, Sally. The rosé followed by the... It's the late night drink choice that often puts the fucking foot in, doesn't it? It's like, yeah. See, I'll go for a whiskey late at night.
God.
I'll sort of go all a bit Oliver Reed.
Brilliant. Do you remember where you would go? I thought it was olive oil. Where
were you? Oliver. Oliver Reed.
Have I got his name right? Yeah. That's how fucking hungover I am today. Yeah. Like, I can't remember the name of a famous alcoholic.
Yeah. Oliver Reed, George Best, Alex Higgins. There's a few of them. You could have drawn upon all of them, but a whiskey at the end, and that will be the killer, won't it, really? Because I get to the point where when I've had a lot of wine and it's a bit like... I don't really want any more, but I don't want to go home and I don't want a soft drink. So now we're going to the shelf above the other shelf.
And you've got socks on your teeth already.
Yeah.
And you think, oh, well, what else can I replace the enamel with? Oh, I'll have the Malibu or
the
whatever.
Velvet Rose or whatever this is called.
Velvet Hammer.
Velvet Hammer. This will be, it'll grow on you, Sally, honestly, it will.
When you were growing up then, Zoe, do you remember that? What were you training? What was your training drink? What did you practice drinking on?
What did I practice drinking on? Probably it would have been beer, I guess. And then there were a couple of awful incidents with martini.
Tell us. Look at me leaning in.
Martini
Rosso or Martini...
Martini Bianco.
Oh.
Blanco. I threw up at a friend's house in her washing machine.
Great.
When I was about 14. Yeah. And then her dad had to take me home in a wheelbarrow, so...
I thought you were going to say in a wheelchair. That's how she started life. Chucked up in a Zanussi, wheeled home.
In a wheelbarrow?
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I think you
deposited me home in a wheelbarrow. Yeah.
Just sort of like, did they just tip you out?
Yeah,
like,
just took me to a...
pig's wheel or something.
How old were you?
14.
Brilliant.
What made you choose? I suppose it's a stupid question.
It's cheap, isn't it?
What made you choose? No, not the booze, the washing machine.
Oh, I don't know. I can't remember, but it must have been sort of, I don't want to puke on the floor.
And a washing
stuck my head in the washing machine.
Yeah, because you do think, well, at least they can put a wash.
Yeah, it can wash itself, can't it? Yeah, itself. Yeah. Sort of, I mean, that is
that sense that goes on in your head when you're that drunk. Isn't
I was that kid that was that always took
practical.
It a bit too far. Really? Well, practical, but.
Yeah.
I was. You were the one that everyone was like, "Oh God, Zoe's he's off."
Yeah. To the washing machine again.
Yeah.
At least it wasn't a tumble dryer, because I'd imagine that would be that wouldn't work out well.
No.
And then the wheelbarrow. It would get enjoying that.
Yeah, wheelbarrow
and. How far did you live?
Well,
10 miles.
Not that far. I mean, it really wasn't that far. It was around the corner.
Down the dual carriageway. That's so funny. I love that he put you in a wheelbarrow.
Put me in a wheelbarrow and took me home to my mum.
I'd love to have him on this and ask him what went through his head.
Yeah,
what?
I mean, that was just the easiest way to get rid of a pissed teenager from his house.
What a brilliant idea, though. Yeah. What a brilliant idea.
Not wasting his petrol on you.
No. Wheelbarrow
home. Might as well get the steps in while he's at it.
Yeah. So yeah, I would have trained on beer and martini and cider like everybody did.
Cider.
Yeah, big 2 liter bottles.
Were you down the park? Were you down the park or outside the local shops, girl?
Or in the graveyard?
Yeah, a bit. Yeah, I was actually. Yeah. Down the swings.
Down the swings. Yeah.
And I'm where I grew up in Glasgow.
It all makes sense now.
Yeah.
I didn't know you grew up in Glasgow, and now I'm like, oh, of course.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. I did on occasion drink. I did drink martini down by the Clyde on a couple of occasions.
Did you?
You used to be able to buy single cigarettes from the garage when I was a kid, so we'd get single cigarettes
for like 5p or something.
Yeah, 5p silk cut.
Yeah.
The cigarette of choice for any teenager.
Yeah. Passing them off people as well. Can I buy one off you?
Yeah.
I trained, cigarette-wise, I trained on a Benson and Hedges.
Ooh, okay.
I know. There was a bloke called David Way at school that used to fancy me, that would bring me 40 B&H and a box of Milk Tray.
Wow.
Every day.
What a gent.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah. 40. For about 3 weeks.
Jesus, he was either trying to kill you from lung disease or diabetes.
Oh, yeah. And they,
what did you do with all the fags? Did you smoke them all?
I gave them away because I was quite badly bullied. So I thought, if I've got fags, I'll make friends.
Oh.
No, that didn't work, did it?
Like a prison bitch.
Yes, I was a prison bitch.
Yeah.
And then I used to have to keep them in my sanitary towel bag because the school was so rough, it would do regular spot checks for drugs and weaponry and all of that sort of stuff.
Oh my God.
So I used to hide the fags in my sanitary towel bag, and no one's going to delve into that when you're at school and you're a teenager, are they? And then the milk tray I used to hide under my bed.
But every day you got a box of milk tray?
For about 3 weeks, yeah. And then the school counsellor took us both in and said, are you having sex with David Way? I was like, no, I'm 14. And they were like, well, why is he buying you all this? And I think they thought I was a prostitute.
Oh, he got it wrong though, didn't he? Because you don't smoke. I mean, maybe you did then, but
I didn't
like chocolates, really, do you? If you'd have come in with some cheese and pork crackling,
oh my God, then I'd have been his.
I would, yeah, I would.
Have you got more of a savoury tooth, Lou? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So this, when you said about this, I was like, okay. Well, was it? It's like when you said at the beginning, it's quite sweet, but it's not. Socks on the teeth, relatively sweet, is it?
No, there's enough alcoholic content in it through the dairy fat.
So you've told us, like, you've been taken home in a wheelbarrow, and that's at the age of 14.
Yeah.
Zoe Lyons, I'm going to suggest, like, you've got to top trump yourself with these drunk stories.
Right.
So, okay, go on then. Fire away.
Well, I was thinking about this today, actually, and considering that I've had what I would call quite a long and illustrious career in alcohol, very few really bad things have happened.
Doesn't have to be bad.
There's two that stand out for me.
Good.
One happened, maybe nearly 20 years ago now.
Brilliant.
It was early on in my stand-up career. I just started doing stand-up, and I had I'd secured an agent, my first agent, and
secured.
like I tethered them down. Like I anchored them down. They didn't sign me, but I fucking tethered them down. So I got an agent, and I was chuffing myself, because you know what it's like when you're starting out in comedy. You get an agent, and you're like, that's it. This is it. Yeah. Next step, stadiums. I've made it, mate.
Yeah.
This is all just going to ching into place. It's going to be seamless. It's not going to be the least bit up and down and disappointing, tears involved at all. It's going to be, this is it, mate.
Yeah.
And my two best friends were very pleased for me. So they said, we'll go out. I was living in London at the time. We went out and I can't remember. We went somewhere near London Bridge and had some, it would have been, I think we'd have ordered a bottle of champagne, because that's what you do, isn't it?
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, I got an agent. It's only a matter of time. And
this
then
is on me, girls. This is on me.
Yeah. You put your money away. Don't put it all away. Living in London, skin. Would have had another bottle of something. Would have had another bottle of something. And probably another bottle of something. We got really pissed really quickly. That sort of, you know, when you down a lot of wine really quickly.
You're excited as well.
So excited, sort of bubbly wine, yeah. And, you're fine 1 minute and then all of a sudden, I'll sort of one eye will go.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? It's like
I do it to Orville and Dean. One's sort of skating that way and the other one's skating towards you trying to.
It's like,
Half
closed. And you're like, oh, God. But because you've been necking wine quite considerably for some time, you know when that first eye goes, this isn't the end of it. There's more pissness just waiting around the corner to sort of catch up with the rest of it. And so I was like, we better go home, girls, because I've got to get home. My other half was away. She was away in Holland at the time, so I was home alone. And this sort of shit usually happens to me when I've been left unattended.
Not tethered down.
And my friends lived in Brighton and I lived in London at the time. And I lived in Kilburn. And I was like, right, one eye's gone. We're going to have to go. I've got to have to get home. I'm pissed. And there's nobody to look after me. So I said goodbye to them in London Bridge Station.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest of the pissness sort of caught up with the wonky eye as I said goodbye to them. And the next sort of hour and a half just sort of went. Yeah. Anyway, they got on a train to Brighton and I attempted to get on a tube to Kilburn.
Oh.
Quite simple. I mean, from the centre of London, straight on the Bakerloo line, ordinarily.
Exactly that. Straight on the Bakerloo line.
Simple manoeuvre, really.
You get on the Bakerloo line, you get off at Kilburn.
Yeah.
Sorted. Except that's not what happened. What happened was I woke up on a train in Orpington.
Oh, shit.
Kent.
Oh, shit. That's not even a tube.
It's literally the opposite direction as well.
It's not even a tube.
No.
It's not even a tube.
And who would choose to go to Orpington?
Orpington.
Yeah.
I wonder what went through your head when that decision was made, though.
Well, I think I went to Folkestone because when I came into Orpington...
You could have been on a ferry.
I could have been in France. Because I came into Orpington the direction of going back into London.
Oh no, so somebody's got you off and turned you round and put you back on the train.
Yeah, I think I went to the coast, got back on the train.
Had a swim.
Had some chips.
Came into Orpington when, what the fuck is Orpington? You know, this is pre-smartphones as well. 20 years ago, I was like, I don't even know where Orpington is. Where's Orpington? You're looking on your A to Z. Your A to Z doesn't feature Orpington because it's way out of zone 6. And, I had to, the ticket man came down the train and went, oh, Alan, but you're an all pink show. I should be in Kilburn. I eventually got back. I got on a train back into London, and then you're just so distressed. And then managed to find the tube where I should have been originally.
Right.
Lost my footing on the escalator. Fell down.
Oh no!
Fell down an entire escalator.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But I still remember it because it was such a pratfall. Like, I think my foot just went where a step wasn't, and I remember disappearing.
I mean, that's horrendous, but that's fucking hilarious.
It was hilarious, but I did damage myself.
Did anybody help you? Oh, you did damage yourself.
No, of course not.
I wouldn't have helped me. I looked like I was pretty disorientated and distressed. Finally made it home to Kilburn at about midnight, and I think I'd left
three weeks later.
Yeah, I think I'd left them at seven.
Wow.
You left it? Oh, of course, because it was like an after-works, like champagne.
It was an after-works champagne thing. Yeah. Got back to Orpington.
It's amazing how you get home though.
I saw a man in Paris get his, you know, those enormous Velcro sandals that men wear.
Yes.
Really horrific ones with their big toenails popping out the end.
Oh, they always look like sort of a monk, don't they? Like a sort of Christian sort of, brother monk.
Yeah, that somebody else has to clip their toenails because they can't. Yeah, I saw him get the end.
They have to go to the vet.
Go to the blacksmith to get
claws because they're too thick.
Yeah, I saw him get the end of his sandal caught in the bottom of an escalator.
Mark serves him right, as far as I'm
in Paris. The bottom one, and then his leg, I know that for the listener, this is what happened. So his leg came up and then his leg went up in the air and then he just went up the escalator like he was doing the splits, and he had really long hair as well, so his leg was caught in that one and his hair got caught down the bottom and he was sort of like vertically, horizontally, just at an angle, going up like with one leg in the air and like that. And it was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. I was laughing too hard to go and help. And I was with my family, and my aunties were like, "Oh God, stop the escalator, stop the escalator." I was like, "No, don't.
No,
this is
let it
beautiful.
Go.
Yeah.
Let's and then, see somebody on the rack.
Yeah.
Dance. Yeah.
Oh my God. And at the top, he sort of lost the shoe. I don't know where it went. The sandal must have been eaten by the escalator. And he was so embarrassed that he just hopped off with just the one shoe.
Oh, I would have done the same.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have, I would have drawn letters, tried to...
Today with Amazon Business, Shannon Stuckey of Walburn Woodworking helped her team buy 63 circular saws.
Okay, Andy, take it easy.
Now she uses her time to focus on growing something big. Buy smarter, dream bigger. Visit Amazon Business, your partner for smart business buying.
Less attention to my
spectacular.
I knew somebody that fell down an escalator. We all know somebody that's fallen down an escalator, and now we both know you, Zoe.
Yeah.
But he fell down and he got all he on his head and you could see where the escalator, like the jack. Very, very horrible. I went to see him and I was like, oh dear, oh dear.
So like a sort of crocodile bite.
Yeah, like some pinking shears or something that has been.
And happening. They go, is it okay? Does it look okay? And
you're like, be honest.
Yes, it's fine.
Terrible.
Half the face missing. Oh my God.
That's a great story, Zoe.
Anytime I go past the turnoff for Orpington on the M25.
I bet you. Memories.
I always get a fucking hell. What? I must have looked like, yeah.
Have you ever been to Orpington?
I think it would trigger me now. I think
there's probably a poster on the wall going, "Have you seen this woman?
Have you seen this woman?
Last seen?
Yeah, yeah. I should be in Kilburn."
I love that. And did you have all your belongings at the end of it? Because this is what amazes me: the amount of times I've been out on the piss and I get home and I wake up and I think, I had everything that I went out with.
Yeah, but you keep
checking. How has this happened?
You keep checking, don't you? This is the one thing you like: keys, purse, phone.
Yeah,
but, you know,
you're going in for a second one, Lou.
Yeah, I am. I'm making another one.
Big one. It's a birthday.
It's
I can
a birthday.
Do what I like. Yeah. Ooh, look at this.
I'm going to do a quick shout out while you're pouring. We've got Patreon, Zoe.
Okay.
And we like to give a little shout out. And today it's Emma Walters' turn.
Oh, so, we like Emma. Emma. Yeah. Hello, Emma. Oh, this is
we
all
like
gone
all
a bit
of
wrong.
Them, though, really. Listeners who send us drunk stories, did you bring any up on your screen, Lou, or shall I bring mine up?
Don't be silly. Do I look like I've done research?
No, you don't. That's no. why I thought I'm going to have to do this.
Sally's the CEO of this podcast. So
okay.
Although not today. I let Lou have that role today as it's her birthday, and she hasn't really proved herself.
Do you like a spreadsheet, Sally?
I don't actually, but I just like the title. So I don't, I don't like any of the work that is involved. Of course,
right.
I just like to know that I'm in charge.
Right, okay.
Whatever happens, I'm in charge. I've lost it. Where's the OC?
See, this is how good she is at the CEO job. She's lost the email.
You're
Zoe,
good.
While she's doing this, were you a drinker at school in the middle of the day? Did you nip off with your mates and go and have a little...
Oh, no. Oh. Never occurred to me that. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Okay. You, Lou?
Don't know what you mean. Don't know why I've mentioned that.
At school? You see, no.
I didn't really like booze that much at school, to be honest. I think I used to sort of go out and get drunk and sort of force myself sometimes to slightly pretend that I was drunk. But I didn't really enjoy the flavours that much.
I like the flavours.
Oh, you did?
I did like the flavours. But I think that's because when I was a kid, if I ever had any sort of mild ailment, the first thing my mum did, rather than sort of give medication or indeed check with the doctor, was she'd give us sort of quite a considerable amount of brandy.
Considerable amount.
yeah. Like if I had an upset stomach or a cold or headache or anything, I could have broken my leg. She'd have just she was like a sort of, like a mountain dog there with her barrel. And then we'd always have a brandy.
It's all starting to make sense now.
Yeah, I was sort of broken in.
The washing machine.
I was sort of broken in quite early, I think. Yeah. My mum sort of feeding me brandy. Because I think about, because I look at my nieces who were probably my age when I started on the brandy, I'm like, you wouldn't give a child that size.
No.
Brandy.
Little babies, they used to get a little nip of something, didn't they? Sometimes to
stick their dummy in the brandy.
Yeah. I know.
I had an actual balloon of brandy. Like, like a sort of elderly gentleman.
Like an old man.
Like an old man.
Yeah. What a gentleman's club with a cigar.
A velvet jacket.
Like that bloke from Bergerac that always had a cognac.
Sorry I'm late for school.
Just getting dropped off in your wheelbarrow. Here she is.
Here she is, yeah. My first convertible. It's a fucking wheelbarrow, so. Well. If you have enough brandy, it looks like a convertible.
Oh. You say wheelbarrow, I say convertible. Now,
go on then, Sally.
Matt, I found one. Matt, this is somebody called Matt. He said, when my mate turned 18, we celebrated at a pub down the road from him in Hackney. Laughs, fun, etc.
Great.
We used a side exit at last call with him going through the door first. He takes a rounder's bat to the face as an opportunistic mugger decided it was his night.
Oh.
Mugger may have been glassed by yours truly. Oh, Matt, listen to you. And the mugger ran off, presumably to hospital. Mate was fine, but still lives with a dodgy nose. That's the end of that story.
There's so much to that, though, isn't there?
It's quite dark, isn't it, really?
Mm. Yeah, we could unpack that, couldn't we?
Yeah. Have you had... what's your drunken injuries, Zoe? Have you had any...
Dodgy nose.
Oh, there is one. Oh,
yeah. This was the second story that...
Oh, seamless.
So when was it? It was last February 2020, when everything seemed quite normal and there was distant news of rumblings of uncertainty on the horizon that we all sort of poo-pooed and laughed off and made plans
Never
for the future.
Happens here.
Yeah. So I did, I'm a little bit of a runner, and I did the Brighton Half Marathon last February. I've done it a couple of times. I usually do it with, you know, with friends or my brother or something. And always afterwards, we go out and have a few. You know, it's very important to have a post-race cool down, which or a roast and several drinks, as we
of
like
course.
To call it. Yeah. So it'd been a really, really, really hard half marathon because the wind had been, it was like 50 mile an hour winds. It was actually shit. It was awful. It wasn't the least bit enjoyable. It was like being a bin bag in the wind. You were just blown one direction and then ran into the wind the other direction. It was horrible. Really tough. We went out afterwards and that went for a Sunday roast. And as you know, well, I've run half a marathon. I'll
yeah.
Treat myself.
Well done you.
Yeah, you know. So it's very, 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 very important to rehydrate after these
Absolutely.
Things. And I chose to rehydrate using several pints of lager.
Did you end up in Orpington again, Zoe?
No.
But I did end up in A&E.
Oh dear. Tell us what happened.
So we had several pints and then pints led to other pints and then more pints. And then, of course, at some point comes somebody, always somebody turns up with a tray, don't they? Shorts.
Jaegers.
So there were several shots consumed as well. This is after running a half marathon into the wind.
Amazing.
Like, pissed, properly pissed, laughing. I can't remember who got them or where they came from, but all of a sudden there were felt tips on the table and we started drawing on each other's faces. That level Brilliant. Of drunkenness, you know what I mean? Yeah, mm-hmm. You know. I ended up with sort of quite a substantial sort of David Niven moustache. Because I've got the gap in the teeth, so it...
Of course.
Yeah, it's quite fitting. I'm not a million miles away from a David Niven.
Just writing that down.
With
my balloon of brandy. You know, stick this in a three-piece suit and a cravat. It's practically David Niven, isn't it?
It really is.
Yeah,
007 he was at one point, wasn't he? So
he was, wasn't he?
Yeah. But anyway, tell us about your A&E. Sorry.
All right, so pissed. Pissed. Like, all of us so drunk. And eventually it was like, better go home because I have run half a marathon, quite tired. I'm a little bit fatigué.
Je suis fatigué.
Je suis fatigué. Which is French for a larger lesbian.
I was going to let you say that. It's never gonna say. I'm hoping Zoe says it soon.
She said while she was drumming her fingers on her face.
So got a taxi home and we were having a right old laugh, me and my mates and my other half. Got home, pulled up outside, and have you ever been that drunk where... Well, what happened was...
Here we go.
I opened the door of the taxi and my torso seemed quite in control and willing to leave the car. My legs, on the other hand, decided they weren't going anywhere and stayed in the car. Both of my legs just stayed, and my torso was like,
like absolutely fabulous.
Just like she just absolutely, yeah. And so torso left car with confidence and speed, legs stayed in car with nothing in them at all. And what happened, unfortunately, was face hit pavement full force. Now, you know, and I know, I've got a fairly pointy featured... my nose is not an insignificant part of my physique. It's prominent at the best of times. And, of course, it hit the pavement, I'd say, three or 4 seconds before the rest of me. Yeah. took the impact and concertinaed. It was pretty bad. Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Oh, my God.
Now, I am a massive blood phobic.
Oh no.
Yeah. So it wasn't pretty, as you can imagine. I then realised what I'd done, saw the blood.
Oh no.
And fainted on the pavement.
Back of course you did.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, with your feet still in the car?
Feet still in the car.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah, yeah.
Driving.
I just drove off with my feet in the car. It's like when you see somebody who's got their belt caught in the way of the door and they drive off. Like, it's such a little thing, isn't it, when you see somebody who has an item of clothing caught in their car door, but it really takes away all of their power. Like, you can't take anything about them seriously. If you, it's, you lose all respect for somebody who's got a belt caught in a car door or a bit of skirt. Yeah. In the same way that if somebody said to you, I found the cure for cancer, but if they had a bit of spinach in their teeth, you just wouldn't take them. So you'd be like that. Yeah. Forget it, mate.
Or their skirt in their knickers or something.
Yeah, yeah. It just takes your power away. Anyway, so mine wasn't a bit item of clothing stuck in the door. It was me stuck in the door.
Like, half of your body.
Half of my body. Apparently, I can't remember this, but apparently there were two teenage boys passing at the time.
Oh, and, oh no, that's what you need.
That's amazing.
My mates and my wife had to get these two young lads to help me down the stairs into our flat because I had fainted. I fainted three more times because I'm really properly blood phobic. Cindy, my other half, is a nurse, but she was quite pissed. So she got out like this. I think you'd probably put it on like an ankle or something if you'd sort of had a strain, like some sort of like quite abrasive tape. Ooh. To sort of try and tape my face together.
Put the nose back.
Yeah, like, but in a cross across my face, like like that, like,
so your nose doesn't
proper
fall off.
Yeah, and we went. She put me to bed, and I was like, "Oh, so you know when you say somebody, be honest, is it bad?" And she's like, "You're fucking awful. It's terrible."
And your nose is over here.
Oh my god, it was so painful. So the next morning I woke up and Cindy went, "I think we've got to go to A&E. That doesn't look good. That does not look good."
Did you look in the mirror?
I did, but and I fainted again. Yeah.
No. Zoe. God.
The teenage boys were still there.
It's still there, like, do you want us to pick her up again? So we got in a cab and we went to A&E. And, you know, there's that sort of shame attached to it, isn't it? Of course there is. When, you know, it was just on the cusp of COVID and everything was breaking out. And you're like, oh, I'm such an arsehole. And, you know, I was embarrassed. And I had this tape across my face like this. I was sitting in this waiting room and it's like, oh, God, I'm such an embarrassment. And we were there for, I would say, 4 or 5 hours before.
Oh,
of course. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to say I was low priority. because I was low priority. I had absolutely done this to myself. Well, actually, not all of me had done this to me. My legs had done this to me, the bastard. Yeah. Traitory bastards.
But they had carried you in that marathon, Zoe.
They had carried me. Yeah, so they had done their job that day.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyway, so waited for 4 or 5 hours. Finally got to see a doctor who was, you know, understandably dismissive.
That's what you want, isn't it? That's what you want.
Yeah. And just sort of went, oh, don't be sick. We took the bandages off. And she was like, that's fine. She glued my nose back together.
It's amazing, the glue, isn't it? I had my ear glued.
Oh, God, the glue.
Right? So, like, no more nails or something.
It's like
no more
nails. Yeah, just glued my nose back together. And she went, well, so what happened? To explain to her what happened. I said, yesterday I ran the Brighton Half Marathon for charity.
Made you sure you got that.
For charity. I was doing it for charity. Uh-huh. And we went out for a Sunday roast afterwards. And I think I must have just been sort of quite run down. Uh-huh. And I tripped. And then, you know, sort of fainted because of the significant head injury.
Yeah.
And she looked at me. She was looking at me going, right, okay.
Smelling all of the booze.
And she went, well, can I suggest in future? She's probably 10 years younger than me, but felt so much more weighty. You know,
she can fuck off.
Yeah. She went, can I suggest in future that perhaps you reconsider your post-race procedures? And I said, yeah. I think
and then you're like,
yeah. I was like, no, absolutely. I will absolutely do that. I will absolutely do that. I think you're right. Because I think probably what happened there was my blood sugars probably plummeted, you know, because of the exertion I'd put in for charity.
And the 49 pints.
For charity. And she went, yeah, you know, just be careful in the future. I went, absolutely. Thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you for everything you do. Thank you for the NHS. Yeah. Thank you for everything you do. Thank you.
Yeah.
And it was only as I left, I caught sight of myself in a mirror and realised I still had my David Niven felt tip pen moustache on.
Oh, Zoe! Oh, you've won! You've won today! You've won! Oh, that's amazing!
Oh, that's so funny! Oh, that's permanent marker
for charity. For charity.
It's all for charity. Oh, that's just brilliant.
That's good ones, really.
Oh God, what an asshole!
That's so funny.
Oh God, you can't beat that, can you?
Oh. Louise, ask Zoe the question.
The penultimate question.
That's the one.
Zoe. Do you know what? I'm dribbling mascara into my own eye.
You'll never be able to look at David Niven again.
No, I won't.
I'll just keep thinking of you and your legs in the car and the.
Yeah. Oh, dear. Do you know, all I was thinking of through that was like, oh, I know exactly the pictures I'm going to use for the social media. Zoe Niven Lyons.
Yes.
Let's imagine that you've got a spittoon in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going in for another?
I am.
Yeah, good girl.
It's really taking the edge off yesterday's hangover.
Yeah. Great. Just fucking top it up.
Yeah.
So you've got a spittoon in front of you,
mm-hmm.
and it's got the shrapnel of somebody else's drinks and whatever in it.
Mm-hmm.
Whose spittoon would you drink?
It's got to be David Niven. I think it should be that A&E nurse.
I think it should be just out of respect for that A&E doctor. I reckon, yes, she was clinical, she was surgical, and she was absolutely, I think things would probably come out of her mouth cleaner than when they went in. I think she'd probably enhance it in some way, shape or form. I'd drink that A&E doctor's spittoon.
Oh. Right. Cheers.
Beautiful. Yeah, well, cheers to the
Well, she probably spits tea.
Or Charlize Theron.
Okay, let's go with that.
Cheers.
Now, is this a spit or a swallow? I think we know the answer.
Oh, do you know what? It's gone down ever
so
well.
Three, haven't you? Three double
Me?
Portions.
No, I've had two.
Oh.
I did have a Bucks Fizz for breakfast and a glass of champagne just before this. So,
well, it's your birthday.
It is.
Mm. And it's a Monday.
It's a Monday.
It doesn't matter what day it is, mate. No. It's a swallow from me. It's delightful. Are you a bit more in tune with it?
I am now. It started off as an I don't know, and I was actually hoping it was going to be a spit to add a bit of jeopardy to the podcast. You know?
Yeah, no.
I was hoping it was, but actually it's become a swallow. As I've gone through it, I'm like, I like the sort of, I like the coffee orange.
Yeah. It sneaks up on you.
Yeah.
It's a sneaker.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, it really is.
Yeah. It lurks behind bushes. Mm.
That's you,
yes.
Zoe.
Yes, me.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Zoe. I think, would you come back again and we'll do a different drink? Because you've got a million more stories to tell. We have only scratched the scab.
I would love to.
We could do the vodka martini.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we could all do it with, some gauze and tape across our nose, like
and
Braveheart.
David Niven.
Yes.
I will try and find you a photograph of me with that gauze across my face.
Oh, do. Please do.
Brilliant.
Send that. I think
may have been deleted, but I'll have a look.
Brilliant.
Oh, the final bit of that story was the 2 days after I did that, I always did my first episode of QI and I turned up with two black eyes.
But makeup would have got rid of it.
No, it didn't, because the episode title was Rough and Ready.
Oh.
Oh!
So you were like, oh, I've done, you know, I've actually gotten to character for this.
So I had two black eyes and a cut across my look. And they were like, what have you done? I went, it's a very, 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 very long story. But
I have to, but my legs are in my car.
It was for charity.
And the rest of me is in a wheelbarrow.
Yeah.
Zoe, thank you so much. Thank you.
Absolute pleasure. What a delight. What a delight. Brilliant.
Spit or Swallow is produced by Amanda Redman.
If you want to get in touch with what you thought about the wines that we've tried, recommendations of your own, or feel like sharing your worst drunken story with us, then please do.
On Twitter and Insta, we're at Lou and Sally.
Facebook is Spit or Swallow Podcast.
Or email us at spitorswallowpodcast34@gmail.com.
And if you want to support the podcast, then go to www.patreon.com/spitorswallowpodcast. Thanks to Audio Boom for hosting us, but most of all, thanks to you for listening.
That's all for now. See you next time.
Picture this. You're fully immersed in your podcast because in the back of your mind, you're not trying to recall when that deadline was supposed to be or stressing to keep everyone updated on next steps. Meet Monday.com, a work management platform that makes having peace of mind easy. With Monday.com, all your work lives in one centralized place. You can automate updates to keep team members up to speed and ensure nothing falls through the cracks, even while you're enjoying your favorite podcast. To start your 14-day free trial, go to Monday.com.
When you bundle your renters and auto insurance with Progressive, you could save money, but it doesn't cover any terrible memories living rent-free in your head.
Remember when one of your best players got injured, but not like on a play or anything? He got injured celebrating a play, and it's not like it was a game-winning play or in the playoffs, and he was out the rest of the season because he was injured while celebrating? Yeah.
Sorry, we can't save you from that memory, but we could save you money bundling your renters and auto insurance with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers. Renters insurance and bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Spit or Swallow is produced by Amanda Redman.
If you want to get in touch with us about what you thought about the drinks that we've tried, or recommendations of your own, or you feel like sharing your worst drunken story with us, then please do.
On Twitter and Insta, we are at Lou and Sally. Facebook and TikTok is Spit or Swallow Podcast. Or email us at spitorswallowpodcast34, that's the numbers 34, @gmail.com.
If you've enjoyed the podcast, then please subscribe and leave us a review because this helps other people find us.
And if you want to support the podcast, then go to www.patreon.com/spitorswallowpodcast where you can find some bonus content.
Thanks to Acast for hosting us, but most of all, thanks to you lot for listening.
That's all for now. See you next time.
Bye.